This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand, and happy to welcome back my colleague, Noah Adams. He's here to help out on the show for the next couple of weeks, and recently back from reporting in New Orleans.
Hi, Madeline. I was very fortunate to be among those spending time in New Orleans, and I brought you an audio postcard from a scene there. It struck me, I was at the airport leaving, by the way, and I saw three women sitting with kittens. They were taking kittens away back home. And T-shirts that said Noah's Wish. You just see people like that all over New Orleans, and you'll see that in Florida, too, as the hurricane comes through. Some paid, some volunteers, great spirit, coming together of cultures. The first night, couldn't find a restaurant, went to a firehouse, and saw some firefighters from Illinois, and they offered us a dinner of turkey necks and peas and rice, sort of a gumbo style. That was really great. The guy from Illinois said, "We've been having a wonderful time. There's a little bit of a culture clash here. I got called out on a fire run, and I was told to go to Chapultepec Street." And he said, "How do you spell that?" And the dispatcher said, "Chapultepec, normal spelling."
So you just basically everywhere you go in New Orleans,
you just wander around with a microphone. I was with the producer, Evie Stone. We went to the park for one story and found another one, heard people singing Christian music, Christian kind of folk music. It was a place called the Good News Tent. You could get oatmeal and Pringles and Jell-O and shampoo and Spanish Bibles. And I talked with a fellow named John Gagno. He's a youth minister of a church in San Diego. He drove for 2 days, works there for a few days, drives back to California. He says nobody can do everything, but everybody can do something.
Mostly we're having people that are coming back to their homes for the very first time, seeing the devastation and just being able to give them a shoulder to cry on. And then a lot of the workers that are going into these homes and tearing things out have been coming through here and getting a hot meal at night and just someone to share their story with.
Yeah, we heard a lot about people coming from all over the country to help out. They're still there.
They're still there. They will still keep coming, and they come sort of in waves, and they sign up. Here's a woman named Peggy Grisham. She's from Indiana. She'd gone to bed at 2 o'clock, gotten up at 4 a.m. to make coffee for the guys sleeping in the trucks in a big parking lot across the street. And here is exactly why she's come.
You can go 40 days without food. You can go 4 days without water. You can go maybe 4 minutes without air, but you can't last a moment without hope, and that's what we're about. We have this little mission field here, and we're having fun.
Have you seen it make a difference in somebody's life here already?
Thousands. From the people that come to visit their home, we had one woman who came in, she saw her home, we were out, we just sent a team out with some water, and asked her if she wanted something cold to drink, and she said yes, and we said, "Are you okay?" And she said no. She just broke down bawling and just fell in our arms crying, and just was really grateful that someone was there to pray with her, to love on her, to tell her that there's tomorrow. We've had 80-year-old women say, "I'm 80, I can start over." The construction workers, these guys are great. They need something to eat as well. They're not getting paid yet, and they need help and encouragement just like everybody else.
And that's from the Good News Tent. Thank you, Noah Adams, and welcome back to the program.
It's a great pleasure to be here. By the way, the normal spelling, correct normal spelling of Chapultepec is T-C-H, I had no way to figure this out until I looked it up, T-C-H-O-U-P-I-T-O-U-L-A-S, Chapultepec.
Just like you'd expect, Chapultepec.
We wild, Chapultepec, we wild, we uptown, we wild.